Hello and welcome to Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, live on location at York University for the Vaughan International Film Festival's 11th year. We are at the student screenings, and I'm standing here with...
Sarah Bae-Jung, Dean of the School of the Arts, Media, Performance, and Design at York University.
Where this event is being held.
Where this event is, the beautiful Cassandra Fair Faison Theater.
And now you've seen a lot of changes over the years with VFF and with York and the Fine Arts Program. What haven't you seen? What would you like to see?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, one of the things I love about Vaughan is the short film format. And this year I felt like there were a couple of new things that the students had started to experiment with. I saw a little more VFX, a little more experimentation. I'd love to see more of that in the future.
How hard is it to put this on?
You know, I don't even know. The great folks with VFX do such an amazing job, but it is a ton of work. I know they mobilize a ton of volunteers, and it's a huge undertaking for everybody.
Now, have you seen a rise in applications in fine arts among students and students who want to move on to the arts in some capacity, particularly in the form of filmmaking?
We've seen a huge jump this year, actually, in all of our programs, but especially in media and filmmaking, yes. I mean, animation, it's such a big industry. I think students are starting to realize there's just a lot of opportunity there.
And do you think maybe the pandemic played a role in having students select this as a discipline they want to pursue?
Yeah, maybe. I think that the pandemic really hurt the arts so much. We're such a hands-on faculty. This work really needs to be done with people in spaces, and that was so challenging. But now that people are back, we're just seeing a tremendous interest and rise. So we're very excited about where we're going.
And what would you like to see happen from the Canadian government itself in terms of giving more support or lending more financial commitment to the arts in general?
Well, I would be a terrible fine arts dean if I didn't want more funding for all of the arts and culture sector as a whole. I mean, I think this area was hurt so terribly during the pandemic, and we're just starting to come back. So any kind of investment and support for especially the arts in Toronto and in urban centers and a way to connect with rural and northern communities, I think anything we can do in that regard is really valuable.
What about York itself? It's gone through also a lot of change, a lot of growth. I used to be a student here many years ago.
Oh, great.
And I was driving through and I'm like, okay, I recognize this part of the campus. This part I do not. I feel a little lost. I see a lot more buildings. I don't even know if this theater was here when I was here, but there was a fine arts building that I know.
Yes.
So what can you comment on what's the growth of the actual faculty and where do you see it continuing?
We've seen tremendous growth over the past decade or so. I mean, the university obviously has expanded. A new faculty of environmental and urban change, a new faculty of health, School of Engineering, all of which we have really strong connections to. And I think that what's happening in the arts is that there's tremendous convergence. So the disciplines have so much in common with one another and so much to share. And we really see AMPD and all of its programs as very, very connected to emerging areas in science, in engineering, in computer science, in health. So I really think the future of York University is helping students understand, find their own path, but then how it connects to so many other opportunities.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing that in Hollywood too. I mean, a lot of actors have, very traditional backgrounds in non-arts programs, and then they wind up pursuing comedy or drama or music.
True.
Or dance or theater or whatever.
Or, musicians getting cast in Hollywood films. There's just tremendous crossover. I mean, you've got gaming coming to Netflix and a lot of the streaming services are also looking at in real world, live experiences. So looking at, the success of Disney, which operates across a variety of platforms. I mean, this is one of the things that I think is really valuable about studying creative industries in a multidisciplinary large university is that you get specialized training in your area, but you also have all these other opportunities to connect with different sectors, because this is a really dynamic field. Things are changing very quickly.
Yes, it is. I mean, when I started, I was one of the first people to embrace streaming before Netflix.
Is that right?
Yeah, wow. I left studios with only 700 people following me on Facebook, because I was never allowed to promote any of my own things. Everything went to the studio. And then I moved forward. We're going to be in season 13 by TIFF, so September.
Amazing.
And we have an 8.5 million following.
That's incredible. Wow. Well, I mean, that just shows the power of different media platforms, that you can really, you know, do new things, experiment with new things. It's such a great opportunity for voices.
It certainly is. But I want to also be realistic and say that as much as the opportunity is there, and it is, you also have to have a plan of action, a strategy, and a commitment to a lot of hard work and devotion to keep it going and to keep putting out good content.
That is probably the one thing that has not changed about these industries since they began, which is that hard work and dedication is necessary for anybody.
And also, to find good content, I make it a priority to interview only the most interesting people with the most profound background. So we're going to end on one note here.
Okay.
Could you tell us a little bit more about how you became a dean and what was your journey in the fine arts?
Interesting. So my background is actually theater, and the theater that I was most invested in was theater intersecting with digital media. So I was interested in how computers were changing live performance. I studied the history of that and contemporary practice, and I also collaborated with engineers and computer scientists.
Interesting.
So part of how I approach my role as dean is very much the same as I did when I was working as a director, which is bringing together a lot of talented, interesting people, focusing on common goals and a common project, and really doing that for the benefit of our community. So whether it's an audience or students or community organizations, it's how do we come together and make cool stuff.
And we need so much more of that. Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing your time with us today.
My pleasure.
And thank you for being a part of this amazing event and this amazing festival.
So
thank you for being with us today. This is Jeanette Burke, your host, signing off. Please remember to like, comment, and share all our posts. You will find us everywhere on the streaming side, Facebook, LinkedIn, Vimeo, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, and the list goes on. On the audio MP3 side, you will find us on, or the podcast side, rather, you will find us on iHeartRadio, Apple, Spotify, Buzzsprout, Buzzfeed, and that list goes on. For a complete list of where to watch and listen to us, please check the show notes below and they'll see all the links. And until next time, continue to be fabulous.